Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Forth with Dr. Latricia Roberts. Listen, I had to start off with some praise music. Come on, somebody. Huh? I felt a praise in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank you all. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you for the love that you've been showing me on Facebook since I posted that I'm back doing my show. And so I'm just excited about what God is doing. Huh? Even at a time like this, God is yet moving. Huh? He is yet blessing. He is yet providing. Huh? He is yet everything you need him to be. Yeah. So we had to start off with a little praise music. I know it's early, but listen, we need to wake our spirit up. Huh? Come on now, get excited. Eh? Jesus, shake yourself if you have to. I'm just excited about being back with you all. It's been, God is good. He's wonderful and he's worthy to be praised. Huh? And so we're going to talk about today just something that was all dropped on my spirit, in my spirit, and that was the power of faith. Eh? So now you see why I started off with the praise music, because when you start talking about faith and trust in God, sometimes you got to put a praise on it in advance. Hello, somebody. Hello, you got to put a praise on it in advance, huh? And so you just get excited thinking about how good God is. Regardless of what's going on, he's still good. He's still wonderful. And so before we get started, let me give a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for purpose and destiny. We thank you for your power and your authority. We thank you for your might. Hey, Jesus, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you now that you're better than good. And so on this morning, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins. We repent now, Lord, of our sins. We ask that you move in us, that you help us, that you touch our minds and our hearts now, that you move upon us now. In the mighty name of Jesus, move upon our lives. Touch the body of Christ as a whole. Yeah. Touch us now, God, because we need you like never before. And so we ask now, Lord, that you illuminate our hearts, our mind, and our spirits. Give us understanding and wisdom now. In Jesus' name, amen. And before I really let you go, I'm going to give a decree real quick. Father, we interrupt and override. Yeah, Jesus. I decree that we interrupt and override and overturn every evil prediction, every evil wicked thing that has happened in our lives, in our household, in the church, in the nation. I decree and declare that we are surrounded by the songs of deliverance on every side. Is that all right? We also decree and declare that the coronavirus is leaving. It's out of here now. In the name of Jesus, we must speak those things that be not. Come on. We must open our mouths and say something and put it in the atmosphere. Say the right thing. Hello, somebody. Speak God's word and put it in the atmosphere. The problem is we're saying everything but the right thing. Come on now. The right thing is the word of God. And so we decree and declare now, Lord, that you sanitize this atmosphere. Sanitize us and our mindsets. Hey, Jesus, touch us. Especially touch our government, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we need you like never before, and we thank you. Come on, we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And so we thank the Lord for this awesome opportunity, for this time of being able to come and be in your ear, huh, and speak to you on today. Listen, God is going to say something wonderful today, and so we're talking about the power, hello, somebody, the power of faith. The power of faith. When you think about power, and I know, and I don't mean to disrespect anybody or question your knowledge, but sometimes it's good to just go back and remind ourselves of what some things really mean. And so in looking it up, of course, what is faith? We'll get to power in a minute, but what is faith? It's confidence or trust in a thing. And since we're talking specifically about Jesus, huh, and faith, then our trust and faith and confidence is in him. Most people don't. They play faith because they play down faith because if I sit in the chair, I didn't ask the chair, could it hold me, but I sat in it. And so that was a form of faith. But this faith, we're talking about in the creator, in the lover of our soul, in the one that died for us, him. We're talking about faith in him. And that faith is he's given us power. one scripture, I believe I'm over in Matthew, says he's given us all power over the enemy. So there is power in faith. But the problem is our faith is not where it should be. And, yes, I know what Matthew says. I know Matthew says it talks about having a faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. I know. So what it tells me is that our faith is not even that big. Jesus, come on now. We want to point the finger at everybody else, but sometimes we need to look at ourselves. He said, if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's what he said in Matthew 17 and 20, huh? If you have faith the size or the grain of a mustard seed, he said, then you'll be able to move mountains. So my question is, why haven't some mountains been moved out of our lives? Why haven't some things shifted in our lives? Why haven't some things been removed from our lives? Why haven't we changed? Ooh. Come on now, because I'm asking a good question. Why haven't we changed? Because let's go back and look at the faith. If faith is powerful, then what's wrong with our faith? Come on, body of Christ. What's wrong with our faith? Sometimes we have to go back to the beginning. And since I was supposed to pray, I need to shift real quick because I was supposed to pray for the Chinese pastors that are being persecuted over in China for trying to have church. And so we want to send prayers out to them. I need the prayer warriors and generals to go into prayer and pray for them. The article came out, I read it yesterday, but it came out, well, the incident happened on May the 3rd where they were in a house having church, and the police kicked in the door, began to beat on people and everything, including the women. And actually it broke somebody's ribs and bruised somebody's arm. They were just really rude and beating on people just to mess up church, because if you don't know, China is only maybe 1% to 2% Christian. And at one point, it was illegal to be anything else other than their national religion. And so you do have those few that are trying to hold up the banner for Jesus and trying to evangelize. And so they need our help. And since we can't get there physically, we can send the best thing, and that is some prayers up for them. So please be praying for China, the China pastors, the pastors over in China, that the Lord sustain them and that the Lord, and in some cases, heal them. And we don't want them to let go of their faith because they're being persecuted. But then it also makes us look and be grateful that that's not happening over here. Come on, somebody. Okay, so I had to mention that. So let's get back to faith, because if things are not moving and progressing the way it should be, we need to go back and look at our faith. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our faith is only as good as we see. Y'all ain't saying that. We know that Hebrews 11 and 1 says, look at it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. It's the substance. When you have substance there, it's that back piece. It's that backbone of it. It's the meaty part of it, huh? It's substance. Substance will fill you up. Hmm? He said, now faith is the substance, huh, of things hoped for. But if we're hoping and it's not coming to pass, we need to look at us. And so in talking about the power of faith, we must first make sure our faith is in line. We can have faith in everything else, but our faith in Jesus, it wavers sometimes. Huh? If he don't give us something, believe it or not, sometimes your faith dies every time you're disappointed and you don't receive what you wanted or prayed for. Sometimes in those instances, if we are not careful, your faith dies a little bit each time. Enemy knows that. That's why he wants to keep you disappointed and discouraged. Come on, somebody. But we're talking about the power of faith. And so once we get our faith in alignment, our faith is only in God. It's not in the government. It's not in our parents. It's not in us. Because the Bible says, in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. Hello, somebody. But my faith, come on, my hope, my trust, my confidence, and even my conviction, that's a good word, is wrapped up in Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. That is the only time your faith becomes positive. It becomes powerful when it's wrapped up in Jesus. Because if you have faith in man is going to fail you. Jesus will never fail you. Come on now. Come on. We know the word of God. Come on. Let's walk through this. We understand that and we know that. And if we know that, let's live that. Because I know the scripture says over in what my mind's over in Hebrews 11:6, just a little bit, a few scriptures down, 11:6, it says, but without faith, what? It is impossible to please him. Oh, we can stop right there because we're trying to do everything. We're trying to shout it in. We can't shout Jesus. We can't shout faith in. No, 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 no. We have to have faith. It's your core belief. And now because things are tumultuous in the world, we want to change our faith. You cannot change what has never stopped working. Or you shouldn't change what has never stopped working. The faith in Jesus Christ is the only thing that's going to keep you and move you forward. Y'all don't hear me talking, do you?
Huh?
It's the only thing that's going to move us forward. I know we have faith in our pastors and our churches and our abilities and our education, but at the end of the day, that can all pass away. And the only thing we will have is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right about it? So now let's consider the context in which we're using these words. The power, hello somebody, of faith. Not weak faith, but the power. Well, what does power mean? I'm so glad you asked. Because sometimes you literally have to look up every word to get a more thorough understanding. Am I making any sense? Huh? Words have different meanings. Come on. And so when you're really dissecting the text or getting an understanding of any topic or whatever you're looking at, you got to dissect it sometimes. So power, what is power? It's the ability to do or act. Now combine that with faith. My trust, my confidence, my conviction gives me the ability to do or act. Come on now. Come on now. And I only have that in Jesus. Because without him, I can do nothing. Power, the ability to do an act, the capability of doing or accomplishing something, my strength and my might. That's good. That's good. My strength and my might. Huh? Another definition says to give power to make powerful, to supply with electricity. So faith has a certain electricity to it. Y'all ain't saying that. Come on now. And then if you want to break it down even more, it's the power, the exousia, the authority, the power of and of right privilege. Then there's power dunamis. It's strength. It's the ability of inherent power. It's on the inside. Power residing in a thing in its virtue. Come on now. We're talking about the different types of power that's within your faith. If your faith is solid and in Jesus, you can't waver in your faith. Keeps you going day by day. Your faith is what gets you up and strengthens you when you're weak. Your faith. Muslim said in Romans 8:38, it says, for I'm fully persuaded, or I'm the persuaded, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor anything's presence, or anything's to come shall what separate me. The power. Excuse me. Power. It gives me the force. It gives me the ability to stand up against the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, come on now. The power, the dunamis power, exousia power in the Greek. Come on now. I can speak to those things because I have power of faith. Faith says I can stand and believe even when I don't see it. Jesus. Come on now. Power is loud and it's explosive. It's universal. My God. For I'm not ashamed, come on, Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, my God, of God to salvation to everyone that believeth. Come on now. And that believeth is a continually, notice the ETH. Anytime you see ETH on the end of a word in the Bible, that means continual. Come on now. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You don't just believe today and stop tomorrow. Your faith has to be planted and rooted in Christ. You can't trust him today and not trust him tomorrow. If you're doing that, then I would admonish you to get yourself together. Huh? We got to stop wavering, teetering because of what's going on in the news. Your faith should be solid in Jesus Christ, not wavering. Come on now. Standing strong and firm. Huh? Because our faith is explosive. It's powerful. Yeah. That's why one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000. Come on. When we touch and agree, our faith explodes. Huh? When we meet each other in the spirit, it explodes. So if we're that explosive and that powerful, then why are things not happening in the body of Christ? Come on now. Why are people falling away now because things have gotten tough? Don't let go of your faith. Huh? Your hope and trust in God. The only sure thing, the only absolute thing is in him. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what they do. My faith and trust belongs in Jesus. Come on now. You got to learn how to rest in your faith because there's a power in there too. What did Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says? Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that doeth and go with thee, that doth go with thee. Sorry. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Come on now. It's not a time to be losing our faith, because in losing your faith, you lose some power in the process. And in losing that power, you allow the enemy access. Come on now. Come on now. We don't know that. We know this. I'm just here to remind you tonight on this morning. How can we build our faith? How can we use our power without wavering and without falling out? We must trust God with everything that's in us. And yes, I know you're going to say sometimes it's hard because you can't see him. You can't listen. Sometimes it's hard because you don't know what's going to happen. These are some of the things that I hear from other people. You don't know. I don't understand. Listen. He told Abraham, he said, get up and go to a place where I will show you. He said that get up and go to a place. Get up, pack your stuff up, and go to a place, paraphrasing, of course. Get up and go to a place where I will show you. Right? He did not say, get up, let me show you where I'm sending you. He said, no, trust me enough to get up and move. Jesus, let me just put it in plain English. Trust me enough to get up and go where I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you right now, but just get up and start walking. We could be going on the street and Jesus tells us to go left. We won't do it. And then you run into an accident and wonder why. Faith. Without it, it's impossible to please him. But with it, I can move a mountain. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Have you moved any mountains lately? Why is your faith taking a hit? Because of what you see? Come on, let's talk about it. Because of what you see? Remember when Peter was walking on the water? Come on now. We know it. And he was walking to Jesus. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he did not sink. Come on now. But the moment he started looking at what was going on around him, Jesus, he started to sink. So what do you see in that? If I stay focused, if I keep my eyes and my faith on Jesus and not what's going on around me, I'll make it. Now watch this. When he first stepped out of the boat, when he said, Jesus bid me to come, watch this. It was still already things going on. The water was tumultuous already. Sometimes we can't look at what's going on. We have to stay focused and keep our eyes on Jesus and our faith solid in him. Don't waver now. Don't trip now. So we know what to pray for. Come on now. But we don't get hysterical. We don't get, paranoid and all this other stuff. Why? Because my faith, my belief, and my trust is in Jesus. And he got me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake. He said, Lord, I'm with you always with even into the ends of, so we don't have to worry like the world does. If your faith is in Jesus, not in your flesh, come on now, not in your family, not in your money, God knows not in your money, come on now, but your faith has to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, our Savior, the one that hung and died for you. Who else is going to die for you? Who else was able to do it? You got to trust him when you can't see your way. That was good. That was good. You got to trust him when you don't know your way. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. We got to just think about some things. If you listen to the news every day, you're going to swear, oh, it's horrible, it's just terrible. I can't. Yes, you can. Calm down and remember who you serve. God is not bound by the laws of time in this world. He stepped out of time. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on now. He's not bound by what goes on. He's outside of all of this. That's why he got you. Am I right? He has you. Now, in the last few minutes that I have, let's talk about how you can build your faith. What does that look like, really? And do I really want some faith tests? Because usually, if you walk into a faith test, it means you're going to have to start walking, and God is not going to say anything to you. He's not going to give you any, maybe one or two words, you know, a little direction. And the rest of it, you're going to have to believe him and trust him. You're going to have to lay on your face and cry because you're not going to know which way to go. So these are things you can do before the test come, or after, you know what I'm saying, to build up your, as the scripture says, your most holy faith. Come on now. We're praying. We're fasting. We're getting in our word. We're studying, feeding our flesh so much. Come on now. We're not living carnal. Come on now. Because sometimes some of us are so carnal, we can't tell you go to church at all. Well, I'm just going to keep it 100. Here on Breaking Forth, we keep it 100. Some of you all, from the pulpit to the door, we can't tell you saved. Come on now. We can't. We can't do it. Oh, nobody's perfect, so don't think I'm saying that. But there are things that we can do, to walk upright before God. Nobody's perfect, but that shouldn't be an excuse for us to sin. Woo, come on now. And when we mess up, well, I'm here. And if or when you mess up, our job is to repent and turn. Come on now. Sometimes we repent and keep doing. I don't know why I needed to say that just now. We're supposed to repent and be godly sorry and turn from our wicked ways, not repent and keep doing it. Who am I talking to? So we're praying, we're fasting, we're reading our word, we're not feeding this flesh, because the more you feed it, the stronger it gets, and then after a while, it will outpower your spirit man. Your flesh will be in control, as the seasoned saints used to say back in the day. But you first have to make up your mind and say, Lord, am I going to trust you? My faith is in you. I trust you regardless of what's going on. What does the Bible say? Trust in the Lord with what? With all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. That's good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Come on now. He's the key. It didn't say trust in me. It didn't say trust in your parents. It didn't say trust in yourself. It said trust in the Lord. He was very specific right there because he didn't want you to get it twisted. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. When you start walking in faith, you'll be able to move some mountains that's been in your way for a while, actually been in your way for a couple of years, and that was to somebody specifically who will be listening to this broadcast later today. Hello, somebody. I don't know who you are, but that's what the Holy Ghost told me to say. Hello, come on now. It's amazing. When we line up with the word, it works. Come on now. Come on. We can't expect the word in certain aspects, the word will work anyway, but we can't expect, and we're doing anything but the right thing. Come on now. My faith is solid in Christ. Huh? You cannot waver. You cannot doubt. Doubt him to the point where you just, Lord, I don't trust you. I don't know. And watch this. And if you're right there, it's best to tell God that. Lord, I'm having a problem trusting you. My faith is small. Ooh, Jesus, come on now. Talk to him so he can talk back to you. Come on. Sup with him. He said, and I'll sup with you. Create that relationship with him. And your faith will start to grow then. He'll take you from faith to faith to faith. Huh? But if you read your word and you begin to trust him, he'll start moving things in your life. It's amazing how wonderful God is. It's amazing. He's so awesome. And he's waiting on us to get in line. Please know that this coronavirus has us in the house. And I said this, it has us in the house, but it's given us opportunity to get back in fellowship. Because some of us are out of order. Woo, Jesus. Some of us, our relationship is not right. So instead of just being in the house all day, find some time to steal away with him and just talk to him. And just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Because no matter your situation, it could be worse than what it is. Hmm? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Is it all material things? Have you forgotten to even desire the things of the Spirit? Come on now. Sometimes we don't even desire Jesus anymore. The substance of things hoped for. Those things that you hope for, this thing, faith, gives it life. So I'm going to ask you to do me a favor before I stop the show. And that is, I want you to go back and reevaluate your grain of, your mustard seed faith. Lord, I haven't been trusting you the way I should. I've been putting my trust in other things, but Lord, I'm going to repent and ask that you forgive me because I want to be right, Lord. I want to do right. I want to live right. I want to grow in you, Jesus. Help me and help my faith, my belief in you, my hope is in you. Hey, Jesus, help me. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for faith. We thank you for the power of faith. It's dunamis power. It's exousia power. We thank you now for faith. We ask that you touch us now, God. Help us. Illuminate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits now. Stop the enemy in our thoughts, in our minds, in our actions, and in our motives. Help us to walk up right before you, Jesus. Help us to live according to your word. Help us to trust you like never before. We bind the enemy on every hand. We cancel his attacks, his plans, his strategy, and his motives. We ain't got to worry about his motive. We know what his motive is. We cancel his plans and his plans. We cancel them now in the name of Jesus. We destroy them now. You can't have our family. You can't have my money. You can't have my church. You can't have my anointing. Most of all, you can't have me. I belong to Jesus. God bless you.